We're going to the table of the Lord this morning. Not sure I've ever done a communion like this before. And my hope is that a man I've known for many, many years, a man I have every confidence that he is in Christ. I had a report that it has been announced that he has a brain tumor, that he's like 5 or 6 weeks into the diagnosis, and that they haven't even been able to determine what kind of cancer it is. The report further came, this man, whose name is Warren, who was a championship golfer, great physical abilities, is now currently being reduced to walking with a cane. This communion is for Warren. This communion is for me and the rest of you who are listening, that you may hear, and by hearing, faith will come. So we have these two elements here at the table, a cup of wine and a piece of broken bread. This morning, the piece of bread I'm looking at is larger than usual because I want us to chew on it for a while, that it might be digested completely and become part of our being. Instituted by Jesus Christ himself. It is an opportunity of faith. It is a grabbing hold of the promises of God. In Matthew 26:26, it says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it," that is, gave thanks, "and break it," he gave thanks to who? To God. "And break it and gave it to the disciples, and he said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.'" It was literal bread, like we have before us, that the disciples did take and eat. Jesus said, "This is my body." This is not some mystical teaching wherein by those words, this bread turns into the literal body of Christ. This bread is but a symbol. Through which we remember Jesus. And what he did for us. Isaiah in the 53rd chapter declares that surely he took upon himself, and the better translation says, all our sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, the Hebrew word is choli, and carried the machab, the pains thereof, away. And in the fifth verse, the declaration of God says, and with his stripes we were healed. The manifestation of that promise 700 years before, declared through the prophet Isaiah, is, well, I'll just read it in the 8th chapter of Matthew. It says, when the eve was come, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and cast out spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, Jesus himself, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. In the midst of circumstance, which seem impossible, God has made available his promises, and we take the opportunity to make that promise ours, with the understanding that forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. We can take this bread with all confidence that what God's word declares that God will do, and he says, that by the stripes of Jesus we are healed. Now, the beginning of Isaiah 53 says, King James translation, who has believed our report? The better translation is, who has amened our report? And this word, amen, used or found in every language, the word is amen. No transliteration, it is amen. Means to have no doubt. As we take this bread this morning, Warren and all you who are listening can take it by that which God's word says, with the heart man believeth, with the mouth proclamation is made, we can take this bread with the surety, with the full confidence, with the no doubt, by the amen, because God said it. And declare with his stripes, we were healed. Take it in Jesus. Where God has placed you. We have a second element here. This is the cup of wine. It is representative of the blood. It is a symbol of the blood of Jesus Christ. And the blood represents the life. And we are at this table remembering, we're doing it in remembrance of him, that is, of Jesus Christ, of whom it is said, when Christ, who is our life, Colossians 3rd chapter 4th verse, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye appear with him in glory. That verse is preceded by these. If ye then be risen with Christ, that Romans tells us that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead shall also dwell in our mortal bodies. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. We are called to eternity forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above and not on the things of the earth. I tell you that we have been called to eternity, but over and over in God's word, It tells us that God is mindful also of our earthly condition, and we can grab hold of the promises with the expectation that it shall be manifest on earth. But if it's not manifest on earth, it will be manifest in heaven, and it is all done by faith. That is, grabbing hold of the promises of God. Herein is a statement of fact. Third verse, Colossians 3, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." This faith walk leads us into eternity, and faith is grabbing hold of God's word as though it's more real than all that we can see, feel, or comprehend. Through this cup, we look to Jesus, in whom our life is hid with him. Of God, have confidence that when Christ, our life, shall appear, then shall ye, Warren, appear with him in glory. God gave us in this communion table the opportunity to remember Christ. By whose blood we are cleansed from all our sins. And by this action of taking this cup with confidence in that declaration of God, an act of faith, God does respond. And even more than that, it is not our remembering of God's promise, but it is his remembrance and looking upon Christ. Who is our take this cup, thanking God for his grace to us words. Take it in Jesus. Amen.